This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Inspector French and Sir John McGill's Last Journey by Freeman Wills Crofts, read by Phil Fox.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Scotland Yard. It was on Monday morning, the 7th of October, that Inspector French first heard the name of Sir John McGill. A commonplace name enough, certainly a name bearing no suggestion of exasperating mystery, still less of grim and hideous tragedy. All the same, there came a time when French might well have said of it, as Queen Mary is supposed to have said of that of Calais, that when he died, it would be found graven on his heart. For the Sir John McGill case proved perhaps the most terribly baffling of all the baffling cases French had tackled. Never had truth seemed so elusive, nor had he been put to such shifts to capture it as during that long, drawn-out inquiry. Never had his conviction been stronger that crime, ugly and sinister, lurked behind the activities he was investigating. Yet seldom had the proof that all was well seemed more convincing. In short, many times before the case dragged on to its inevitable and dramatic close, French found himself wishing nothing so much as that he had never heard of the unfortunate man who gave it.